Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Early start as we break down the Brock Buxenberg podcast live from San Francisco. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in Los Angeles, just down the freeway. 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports podcast platforms, or you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So it's more him, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Tarek, first of all, an early morning out there. You probably got a cup of coffee from Pete's or something, hanging around the Golden Gate Bridge or the Bay Bridge. How can people get a hold of you as well?
Man, good morning to you. Happy Friday. Man, you know, here in San Francisco, I'll try and download some stuff. It's go by this weekend. It's going to go by really fast. But on social media, on Facebook, TarikBrock, first and last name. And on Instagram and Twitter, TarikSR, man. So a lot cooler weekend than what we've had in a while. We're definitely going to embrace it, that's for sure, here in San Francisco.
You know, when I look at Major League Baseball, and you guys travel a lot, you get into these cities late at night, you know, more or less, we've seen the way it used to be in flying and waiting in airports. Now you guys pretty much probably have your own plane where you just go in. But to get into these cities and then to get in the hotels, I mean, I could just imagine when you check in and everything, these people are looking at you like rock stars and, you know, stuff like that, Mick Fleetwood and all these guys. I mean, take us through something like that. When you get into these cities, it's got to be – you probably got people looking at you in double takes and saying, wow, what's this?
You know, when we pull in, it's just like we get to the hotel and, you know, try and get to, you know, our rooms as quickly and quietly as possible, not to disturb, you know, other guests, because there's other people there that's having, you know, experiences. And then it's a huge traveling party, bigger than what you would think for a 26-man roster. You know, some guys are just trying to get in, get to their rooms, and if you get in at a really good time, trying to get out and get a bite to eat in that city at some restaurant or a place that's been highly regarded or talked about before we got in town.
Right. And then you get into these cities, and it depends on what time you get in these cities. Sometimes the places are closed, and then you're regulated to – you know, hotel food and stuff like that, or you got a little time in the city, you got an off day, and you can, you know, browse around and take in all the, soak in the limits what the city has for you guys. So that's got to be good, too, in a sense.
I mean, it really is. Personally, me, there's like three, you know, things that, I want to do or places that, you know, I want to go while I'm in the city. And, you know, For me, I always try and want to do the number one thing on my list. And mostly that's the one, if it's a restaurant, that's the one that will take and require a little bit more patience, you know, to get into or wait around in or something like that. Or a place where you want to visit. It just depends on the location. You know, how far am I willing to travel and wait and get back? And, you know, if you have an off day, you can plan it out pretty good. If it's a, you know, a day where there's a game, you know, now becomes, is the business open, you know, in time for me to go in and enjoy it before having to head to the field. So it becomes a pretty interesting task. And, you know, you just try and do and sightsee as much as you can while we're in these cities.
Yeah, and when you look at it, you know, before you get to the field, it's probably an early rise. Let me try to get in four or five things of this city, soak it in before all the traffic starts up, and then I get a cab driver that wants to take me to Portland, Oregon, and Seattle instead of downtown San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. When, you know, the one cool thing about, you know, when you're in a city is, like, people are very helpful and, you know, want to, you know, add to your list, which is just humanly impossible to be able to do in a three-day stand, especially when it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And as you go along, the games progressively get earlier and earlier, you know, capped off with a, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock game on Sunday, which leaves, you know, much to nothing. So that first day becomes really important, getting up, getting out, and doing something, you know, on that first day in.
Yeah. Third game of the 10-game road trip here. You guys 2-5, but let's focus on the positives of this road trip when you look at it. Great pitching, you know, the last two with Keller going and Brubaker. Just, you know, the onslaught in the seventh inning yesterday, but that happens. But when you look at that pitching, it's starting to come around. And when you look at this, it also means going into 2023, guys are, you know, battling for spots and stuff and, you know, and solidifying that as they're moving forward. And, boy, when you look at those two guys, Keller's really coming into his own now. I like the way I'm seeing him pitch and also Brew.
Yeah, you know, Mitch has done a really good job of, you know, turning the corner this year. I mean, one, you know, like I said earlier in the year, being able to, you know, carry his velocity, you know, throughout his whole entire start, you know, throwing it, mixing in the two-seamer there. And then just also, you know, getting some grit, you know, getting tougher, you know, where last year or the year before that games where he couldn't quite get through the fifth. Now he's finding a way to get through the fifth and then going back out for the sixth and pitching and doing some things there. And as you go, you know, you grow and you learn and you go, okay, let me slow the game down a little bit. He's been doing very well. And Brubaker's followed, you know, suit as well. And has done a really good job. You know, they're both vocal as far as just talking about pitches and pitch selection, even when they're not starting, what they agree with, what they disagree with, and why, based upon their arsenal. And I just think that's how our guys are growing, and they're doing very well. And they're doing a good job of keeping us in games. And so now, you know, we get some timely hitting, you know, while they're, you know, on the cusp of possibly staying in, you know, going back out for another inning, or, you know, coming out the game and being able to score a run or two to extend their lead or get them a lead one out so that they can potentially get a win is where we got to take the next step as a team.
Yeah, confidence builder for Keller. More ways than one. Shelton, when he put him in the bullpen earlier in the year, comes back, and he's been on fire, to say the least, man. It's just nice to see that guy get the ability to take the ball and go the five innings and give it over to the bullpen. As you're looking at San Francisco now, this is a Giant team that's in the middle of a wild card run, quite different from their 107-win season last year. But they're still the Giants. What are you looking for in this series, the next three?
You know, we got, you know, two out of three, you know, lefties that we'll see. You know, the first day we'll see, you know, Rondon, you know, their free agent signee. We're going to see him and then also see, you know, old friends of people, you know, down off I-5 here in Alex Wood. And the key is just going to be how our right-handed hitters attack those left-handed pitchers. And, you know, I'm just looking for, you know, Michael Chavis to have, you know, a good series, looking for Brian Reynolds to have a good series, keep Brian Hayes as well, you know, having a good, you know, series. And then looking for, you know, rookie Rodolfo Castro to potentially, you know, pitch in a couple of hits in there and stabilize that as well. And that just comes down to pitching and timely hitting on our end and continue to run the base aggressively, run the bases aggressively and smartly, more importantly, to be able to, you know, advance and take extra 90s because, you know, we've been playing in some nice-sized ballparks on this road trip, and so just looking to close it out. We're just playing really fast tonight on the bases.
Yeah, and we saw crazy things in Phoenix. A couple guys weren't on the field. I don't know if they were trying to try out for you guys or the Diamondbacks, but hopefully those crazy antics won't come up in San Francisco.
You know, definitely you hope not. And, you know, in my time up here, I've only seen, you know, a person run out, you know, every, you know, now and again. But to have two kids run out on the field, which was interesting. The cool thing about that is that, you know, the guys, security team, let them run around for a little bit and let them tire themselves out. The bad thing is about that was those kids were at a summer camp. And, you know, coming to find out that one of the kids' parents was out of town, so they spent the night in the juvenile detention center, and their parents had to fly back in. So that had to be a really tough conversation. Why did you do that? And secondly, you know, cutting a parent's vacation short.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know, the Dodgers sometimes have, after the games, kids run the bases. Maybe these guys thought, you know, it's kids run the outfield in the seventh inning or something.
Yeah, a couple of days too early. Normally that's on Sundays after the day game. But, you know, I guess they said, you know, we had things going, returning home from a trip. So we're going to take our trip around the bases or the field early.
Yeah, we always talked about it with some of these ex-ball players and stuff, what they would do for a baseball and everything and the crazy annex. But, man, you can compile a list on that. Like, we compiled a list on the top five first basemen that we like, and started Monday. We'll do the left fielders. That's going to be an interesting one. But I came up with Willie Stargell, my idol. You know, Roberto Clemente's Mr. Pittsburgh, but, boy, did I love Stargell. Just the camaraderie with him and the Stargell stars and everything, and unbelievable in the 79 season. I also came up with Steve Garvey because when I thought of the Dodgers, you know, you thought of Garvey, you know, Lopes, Russell, and Say, the infield there for quite a long time. Fred McGriff, the crime dog, Toronto and Atlanta and places. Don Mattingly trying to get in that Hall of Fame. Boy, what a player he was, and the manager with the Marlins. And then Will Clark, where you're there in San Francisco. Will the Thrill. The guys that missed the cut for me were Tony Perez of that 76 big reg machine and Eddie Murray, who you guys were out there in Baltimore to start this road trip.
You know, the cool thing is I got to, you know, hang out and speak with Eddie Murray. So really, really, really good choice. Really share some really good stories about him growing up and, you know, his older brothers and things like that. So I thought that was really cool. So I went with my list, and I went with guys that, you know, I seen personally on the field or, you know, grew up watching and had some significant time seeing. So first and foremost, start off with Albert Pujols. Man, his Cardinal days, early Angel days, really good as a first baseman, more so for the bat, but saved some runs. And I got to go with the Big Hurt. You know, Frank Thomas was, you know, first baseman that I just liked how he did it. You know, if you look at his hitting style now compared to, you know, back then compared to guys now, it's completely different but just strong. Then I go with the guy that I spent, you know, some time with in Miami and, you know, seen him, you know, throughout the years and coach first base and had a lot of conversations with him. The man with 3,000-plus hits and 500 home runs, and Miguel Cabrera, which was really good. And then I'm going to go with a guy that was a football player turned baseball player and did it in Colorado, but just seen him play. This guy was a monster of a man and a ball player, which was Todd Helton in Colorado, number 17. And then I got to go with a guy that at one point in time owned, you know, the single-season home run record, and did it in a time where, you know, there wasn't DHing that much, which was Mark McGwire. That was just cool. And, you know, playing against him, which was really cool, and seeing him, yeah, I had to add him to the list. Now, the two that missed out for me, which was Jim Thome,
yeah,
I just loved his swing. And then, you know, Jeff Bagwell, part of the Killer Bees, man, he would get down in his crouch, and, man, it just looked like the swing was up and everything that he hit just looked like it was leaving the ballpark. So those were my top five.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, as we kind of close the show out here in the next minute or so, did you have a chance to check in on the Field of Dreams game between the Cubs and the Reds, or maybe catch some NFL preseason last night, the Giants and Patriots, the Titans and Raiders, and the, you know, the football is right around the corner here as we get in the first week of preseason?
You know what? I went back and forth. Started out with the New England Giants game, and then switched over to the Field of Dreams game. I mean, it just seems like a really cool experience. Like I said earlier, both teams statistically not doing, very well, but gave a really good game for, baseball fans around. And then, I mean, how can you not enjoy, Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr., the Hall of Famer, playing catch to start off? I don't know how they're going to continue to top it. I think they're going to need some time to, really focus on, how they'll continue to, improve it or add to it. And then the team selection, I think it's going to be very important, moving forward. But, preseason football is really good. There's some games on tap tonight. Probably we'll just have to watch the highlights because we won't be able to get to see it with the 7:05 starting on the West Coast.
Yeah, and I'm sure in another week or so we'll start to see some guys on the Pirates starting to showcase their college wear and pro wear as far as who they're supporting in football and everything. And we did the Philly show yesterday. We heard your promo there, and I was telling the guys what he forgot to tell you guys is they're coming into Philly and beating you.
I knew I should have added that in there, didn't I?
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder why the Philly fans was going hard on me there last year.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Just bring out the Steeler gear and just remind them that, you're still trying to chase the Super Bowl there. They'll probably start wearing the Wilbur Montgomery and the Randall Cunningham stuff, too, to try to keep up on the bar with you guys. But other than that, six Super Bowls, man, is a great thing in the burg.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we'll get to see them, in training camp and then get to see them during the regular season as well, support our brothers over there.
Yeah, we'll touch bases Monday, and then it'll be the start of a nice homestand. The Red Sox Nation will come through there, the Reds fresh off Field of Dreams, and then the Braves start to. So great homestand in Pittsburgh when you get back. We'll preview Monday. We'll also talk on Monday about the top five left fielders of all time. This should be an interesting one, too. I will tell you, Barry Bonds will be at the top of my list on that one, on a little teaser act there. But, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. And, boy, enjoy that weekend in San Francisco.
Man, thank you so much, man. On Instagram and Twitter, TARRIKSR. And on Facebook, first and last name, TARRIKBROCK, man. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy some football and baseball and time with your family.
Yeah, there's Tarik Brock out there in San Francisco, probably taking in a lot of sights out there before he gets to the field tonight. And it'll be hopefully a sweep of these Giants and get back to Pittsburgh and open up that big homestand. For Tarik, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying so long from San Fran and Los Angeles. We'll reconvene Monday morning in Pittsburgh. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports.